time now for your comments, which include some complaints about our story on a recent internet meme. The image of a campus police officer pepper-spraying student protesters has gone viral, photoshopped into famous paintings such as Edvard Munch's The Scream. Well, Paul Kinzer of Galesville, Wisconsin, is among those of you who found our presentation of this story to be in poor taste. He writes this: "It sounded to me as though the hosts had smiles on their faces as they described this apparently cute and clever notion. I was crushed by this. It seemed heartless and like one more dismissal of the injustice that is going on in so many ways in this country." Well, on to a different story now involving good taste. It was about the business behind a hybrid and trademarked apple called the Sweetango. We talked about it last Friday with John Seabrook of The New Yorker.
Well, it is sweet, like Honeycrisp, but it also has this great sort of lemony finish, almost a tropical taste that I think cuts the sweetness and really makes it just very memorable.
Memorable and hard to find in stores. Sandy Epling of St. Petersburg, Florida, couldn't wait to get her hands on the elusive Sweetango. She writes this: "I was crushed when I heard they were not available. I felt robbed. This afternoon, I accompanied a friend to a local fresh market I had never visited and on a whim cruised past the apple selection. My own beautiful Sweetango apple is waiting for me in the fridge, and I'm going to bite into it as I listen to the story one more time." Well, finally, this correction:
"I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay."
We, on the other hand, feel pretty stupid. On Friday's program, we included that song from the movie version of West Side Story in a report about the reopening of the investigation into the death of actress Natalie Wood. She played Maria in the movie, but many of you reminded us what she did not do: sing. Ken Portnoy of Boston, Massachusetts, writes this: "Aw, come on, ATC. You know as well as I do that is no more Natalie Wood singing I Feel Pretty than a walrus singing. It's Marnie Nixon." And Mr. Portnoy concludes, "Shame," and adds 55 exclamation points for emphasis. But whatever your punctuation, we enjoy hearing from you. You can send us your letters at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
America can just resign. La, 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 la. See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
Who can that attractive girl be?
Which? What?
Where?
Who?
Such a pretty face,
who?
Such a pretty dress,
who?
Such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me, such a pretty me, such a pretty me.
I feel stunning.
I feel stunning.
And then prancing.
And then prancing.
Feel like running.
Feel like
dancing.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.